Are your programs having the impact on the communities that you're trying to fund, that you hope that they will have? And I think that's very important. Are your programs working? But I think there's a lot of learning, and that kind of goes into the forward part, is if they're not, how can you do a course correction?
Hi, this is Ike Evans of the Hogg Foundation for Mental Health. You're listening to Into the Fold, the Hogg Foundation podcast. The Hogg Foundation is a mental health grant-making foundation and part of the University of Texas at Austin. To learn about the history of the Hogg Foundation as well as our grant programs, visit www.hogg.utexas.edu. And Hogg is spelled H-O-double-G. With us today is a familiar face, Dr. Michelle Guzman, Assistant Director of Research and Evaluation right here at the Hogg Foundation. She's also an associate professor in the Department of Educational Psychology at the University of Texas at Austin. Since becoming a full-time staff member in 2011, she has devoted much of her time to overhauling the Hogg Foundation's approach to evaluation, and is here with us to share some of what she's learned. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's great to have the conversation with you.
Before we begin, I should add that you are the outgoing Assistant Director of Research and Evaluation at Hogg, having recently accepted a terrific new position at the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute. And as sad as we are to lose you, we're just as thrilled about this opportunity that you're going to have to make your mark on another highly prominent, philanthropic organization. So, for the completely naive, what is evaluation in the context of grant making, and what are its aims and priorities?
Well, I think in answering that question, you have to think a little bit about what was and is currently thought of as the purpose of evaluation in philanthropy, and then maybe going forward, what it could be. So, I think traditionally, especially when a philanthropic organization has a board, it can be thought of as serving the purpose of accountability. So you do evaluation to make sure your board knows if your programs are doing what you hope they do. I think that most philanthropies would say we're kind of growing hopefully beyond that, although that continues to be important. The Hogg Foundation is unique in that as a department of the University of Texas, we have a national advisory committee but not necessarily a board, which actually has given us a little bit of freedom to think about, how we want to do evaluation here. So that brings me to, I think, what is also a common understanding is, are your programs having the impact on the communities that you're trying to fund, that you hope they will have? And I think that's very important. Are your programs working? But I think there's a lot of learning, and that kind of goes into the forward part, is if they're not, how can you do a course correction? What can you learn from that? So I think the strategic learning part has really emerged as very important in recent years in philanthropy. And I think a leading edge is also supporting your grantees and growing their evaluation capacity. And maybe we'll talk more about that later.
So how has your understanding of the importance of evaluation evolved since you started here? And what do you understand or appreciate better as a result of the last 4 years?
Well, I think when I first tried to get a handle on that role of evaluation philanthropy, I did think of it as the part of, are your programs doing what you hope they'll do? And I think what's become increasingly important to me is really how that loop feeds back into program development. And really working with the program officers here, not to have that be the endpoint, what did we learn? It's to, what did we learn that we can do differently next time, or that we can be doing differently with the grant that we're currently in and maybe needing to change course a bit or give some feedback to our grantees? So I think that has really emerged as really what I think is one of the important lessons, as well as what I just commented on, and that is growing grantees' evaluation capacity. We are trying to ask them to partner with us in evaluations. They have limited time. They're trying to run the programs we funded them to run. And also, not everybody has had preparation in evaluation and knows, the difference between an outcome and an output and how what type of data will best answer the questions you're interested in. So that, to me, has become really, really important, that partnership in supporting grantees in developing their capacity for evaluation.
What are the opportunities and the challenges that go with a grant maker, you know, trying to centrally coordinate evaluation activities as opposed to deferring more to the grantees?
Right. I think this is something that I definitely came upon right when I started in this position about 4 years ago. And what I could see were a few things. So first of all, grantees are busy running their programs, and they may not be in a position to really select evaluator in an informed way. Oftentimes it may be just, we heard this person was available or they're good. Whereas here at the foundation, one of the things we've started doing is we actually have a directory of evaluators of mental health grant programs. And we have a competitive process where we accept applications and we screen them and we see who's got what kinds of skill sets. So we're in a better position when we have a grant program to be able to then set up a grant or contract with an evaluator who we know has a good skill set, that's a good fit. And so the grantee doesn't have to do that that legwork and that shopping around for someone. So I think that's a real win and a benefit. But I think the biggest, most important benefit is the communication. And when you fund a grantee and you put some money in the grant and then they go find an evaluator, at least what I'd seen in the past as I was coming into this position was that the grantee and the evaluator would talk. And hopefully the evaluator was getting through the grantee some vision of what the foundation was trying to do. But again, it's one of those, you know, as soon as you get more removed, it becomes less clear. When the foundation establishes a relationship with the evaluator, then we're in a position to have the evaluator, the grantee, ourselves, and the program officer, and I say ourselves, the evaluation team and the program officer from the foundation, all having a conversation about what exactly are we trying to do with this evaluation, what is the plan, and what are the outcomes that we're trying to measure. And it becomes much more coordinated. And I think that you get a lot better deliverables in the report, and you learn a lot more, and you can and have that strong feedback loop around all those parties.
So this is, I guess, where the rubber meets the road. Is there an example that you have of something that you discovered while doing an evaluation that actually affected, you know, the design of a grant program going forward from that point?
Yes, absolutely. So we had a grant program. It's currently kind of wrapping up where the intent was to fund a coalition of mental health consumers to become peer specialists. So those are folks who help other, they have lived experience with mental health issues and they help other folks who have mental health conditions. And we want to have a coalition of those folks in an area of the state along with the community mental health centers. And so that was who was supposed to be part of the coalition. And what we found through the evaluation is we had developed a very strong coalition of peers, and they had a very strong identity and they were doing some great things and it was really moving them forward in their own recovery. But the centers themselves seemed to be less clear about being part of a coalition. They were part of a project and the grant project, but that sense of cohesiveness with the peers and that sense that the coalition was of providers as well as consumers and peers just clearly wasn't coming together in the way that I think that we had envisioned it. And so we within this grant program really did make some changes to try to pull in the providers and get them to have a better understanding of what we were looking for and give them some more information about how we made a presentation from the evaluation data, how this was affecting the peers. But I want to say most importantly, there was a program that was in development, a new program about mental health recovery. And the findings from this absolutely foundationally change the way that program has been built. It is built from the beginning as ensuring that organizations, community mental health providers and other organizations, their staff, and the peers and consumers that are involved all have an understanding that they're part of the project from the get-go.
I would think that one of the challenges of doing evaluation work is that you don't necessarily receive this steady stream of feedback that you do for higher profile, you know, foundation activities. Is there any kind of community of people out there who are in a position to judge the quality of what it is you're trying to do? Or is that something that you always have to, you know, sort of seek out in an ad hoc fashion?
Well, I think I have been fortunate over the years since we've been doing this to have calls from some things even around the country about some of the evaluation reports that we have put up on our website. In fact, you know, one of the first reports I did was to pull together an executive summary of a pretty hefty evaluation that we had around integrated healthcare. And I've had over the years a couple people call and ask about that and the original report. And so I think you do get some feedback that people, you know, see those products and want to know more and get led to other sources. I think the other feedback that you do get is from the external evaluators that we work with. I think that we have gotten feedback over the years, and actually we did a strategic planning process where we asked them through survey, but we've also just kind of, you know, anecdotally through word of mouth, that they really appreciate that increased communication and that increased collaboration and clarity for them on what the foundation would like in their reports. And so I feel like that's been a great source of feedback for us, as well as from a lot of the coordinators of our grants. Sometimes when we have large grants, we will also fund a coordinator. And having then the program officer, the coordinator, the evaluator, the grantees all working together, I think really helps the coordinator have back real-time feedback for the grantees and also for their own efforts. And so I think we've definitely gotten feedback that that's been really helpful. So I do think that there are various stakeholders who've let us know that those efforts are appreciated.
So this next question, I guess I'm kind of asking you to think about your successor, whoever that may be. I'm sure they'll be great. Is there anything that they would most benefit from understanding about your work, and that might get them off to a successful launch?
Well, I think a couple of things. I think that one is that we've done a lot of work. We wrapped up a strategic plan, and I would definitely encourage the person to not have to feel like they have to recreate the wheel. That's, you know, the Hogg Foundation had very strong evaluation efforts for many, many years before I was in this position, but there had been a period of time when those efforts had fallen off a little bit or a little bit dormant. So it was a little bit of having to completely restart and reboot at the point that I started. What's nice for this person is that there's going to be a foundation of this last 4 years of work and a great team that I'm leaving behind here that you can say, you know, continue some of the things that worked. And I think one example of that is we have quarterly learning meetings. And while the program officers are busy and may not always appreciate one more thing to read before and another meeting, I do feel like they're always good learning experiences, and that it's a way that with folks being so busy that we can stop and highlight some things that are really important to the work we do. And I would encourage some, you know, whoever is in this role next to feel like you can take ownership of leading and coordinating those learning processes and keep putting that in front of people, even busy people who may push back at times, but you know that it's really for the good of the foundation. So I would encourage that. But beyond that, you know, looking at what we've done and really having that person bring in their own creativity and their own ideas. And I think, you know, that somebody different from me can add value to what we've done and bring new directions. And I think that's great for the foundation. I think that's valuable to have new energy and a different perspective than what I had. And so I would definitely encourage somebody to be like, well, it's okay. Michelle might have done it that way, whatever, but I think I'd like to try this. And I would definitely encourage somebody to be able to step out and do that.
Okay, so if you want, you can take this opportunity to give a shout-out to your new employer and give us some idea of, you know, what the future might hold for you.
Sure. So the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute, I should correct the kids, I think we talked about it as a philanthropic organization, but it's actually not a funder. It is an institute. It's going to be, you know, nonpartisan, kind of a mental health think tank where I think there's opportunities to look at best practices and be part of evaluation efforts of things going on in the state that work for Texas, and then pushing that back out as information for policymakers to utilize. And so I'm very excited about it. It's a very new organization. It just kicked off formally the spring of this year. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity to come in at a point where you can help make the organization what it's going to be. And I feel like for me, with respect to evaluation, an opportunity that I'm going to have is to really work in the area of connecting evaluation efforts and policy so that there, we have data-driven policy information and potentially, you know, recommendations. And I think that it, here at the Hogg Foundation, because we are primarily a funder, as I explained, our evaluation had to center primarily around our learning about our funding and is it making the difference we wanted it to. And we do have policy efforts, but our evaluation was never, our evaluation efforts were never designed to very specifically drive or inform those policy efforts. They kind of grew up separately. And I feel like with the Institute, I have an opportunity for those things to be very well connected from the beginning and really that it's designed to work that way. And so I think that'll be a new opportunity for me that I'm looking forward to.
Okay, fantastic. Michelle, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time, and best of luck to you at Meadows.
Thank you, and I appreciate this opportunity to talk to you about the position here, which I've greatly enjoyed and learned a lot from.
Before we close, I have a few announcements. If you didn't know, we're still accepting applications for the Moore Fellowship for Doctoral Research. The fellowship is available to doctoral candidates who have a primary research interest in the mental health impact of crises, stress, and adversity. The application is the application deadline is February 3rd, 2015. To get all of the eligibility criteria, check out our website. Also, there is an open request for proposals for the coordinator of the Advancing Recovery in Texas initiative. The application deadline is February 4th, 2015. So for details, again, check out our website. And that is it for this episode of Into the Fold, Issues in Mental Health. Please like us on Facebook and check us out on Twitter at Hogg Foundation. Thanks for joining us.